Bethany was sick of the rain. She peered up at the dark sky through long lashes and sighed. It had come in relentless waves, large fat drops hitting the ground for 14 days. When the heavens cracked open and water cascaded down, it took forever for anything to be absorbed into the parched earth. Instead, the water rolled off the roof and created large puddles flooding the barnyard. She could see standing water between the tall pine trees. Finally, the soil gave way to the relentless pounding and began to take in some of the water, but even that spelled danger. Each step on the soggy ground was a struggle, as if the thick mud was determined to keep its grip. It clung to the soles of her shoes and tugged at her ankles with each movement. After months of drought, the soil seemed eager to make up for lost time, welcoming the relief of rain, but not absorbing it quickly enough to prevent the muddy mess. She stood near the edge of the porch, her gaze locked on the makeshift creek cut through the middle of the yard. Her heart raced in her chest, her hands wringing the damp fabric of her dress. She couldn't shake the uneasy feeling that gnawed at her insides.
"Never seen it come down so fast,"
she whispered, almost to herself. The thick gray clouds that blanketed the sky were giving no hope for the sun. What she would give for a nice dry day, where she could hear birds chirping instead of the constant thunder. Seeking refuge from the cold downpour, she stepped further back under the covered porch and rubbed her arms to warm them. The rain-drenched fabric of her skirt clung to her legs, and she pulled it away with a sucking sound. The creak of the door pulled her attention away as Pa stepped onto the weathered porch. Striking a match against the wall, he ignited his pipe. Tendrils of tobacco melded with the earthy scent of rain-soaked earth. Taking a deep draw, he exhaled and moved closer, looking out at the same dull landscape.
"Any sign of him?"
Pa's voice was barely audible over the rain pummeling down. Bethany sighed in apprehension, her thoughts consumed by her brother's absence and what misfortune might have befallen him. Every crash of thunder echoed her own pounding heart, and each flash of lightning illuminated the fear that flickered in her eyes.
"Not yet. I'm getting worried. Tommy's been gone for 3 days now."
Pa wrapped an arm around her, and she leaned into him. His grip tightened, a reassuring squeeze on her shoulder.
"Don't fret, Bethy. Tommy's likely holed up at Kendrick's ranch, waiting for the storm to pass."
She nodded, biting her lip. The image of her brother in the storm just wouldn't leave her mind. Instead, she tried to focus on Pa's words, her heart finding a glimmer of hope in that single sentence. Her brother had ventured out when the rain slowed down to check his beaver traps and hadn't returned. They stood side by side, staring at the dismal landscape, words rendered unnecessary by the downpour.
"I thought the storm was letting up."
Moving from her Pa's embrace, she walked over to lean against the wall of the house and watch him release sweet smoke into the yard. A large crack of lightning illuminated the sky. With a little jump, she wrapped her arms around her waist and shuddered.
"I don't like storms."
"You never have, which is why I'm surprised you are out here."
"I wish all of this would just stop."
The rain was now a constant sheet moving across the yard as it moved toward the barn and further up into the tree line. Pa held out his hand to her.
"Remember when Jesus was in the boat with all his disciples?"
She slid her hand into his and gave a squeeze.
"Yes?"
"The seas were raging, and Jesus was in the boat taking a nap. The disciples panicked about the storm. What did Jesus do?"
Bethany gave a smile as she knew the verse by heart.
"He said, 'You have little faith. Why are you so afraid?' Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm."